Stood a dozen crew in the cut and waiting on me. Locks like leaves, bouncing in the breeze. Talking on my sleeve like, can we leave? Midnight skin, blueberry hue. Lie by you, by the blue bayou. Speak no fear, now we're here. She said you're holding up traffic. Green means gold.
soy quien guía mis pasos. Si son los dioses o si son los demonios. Pero no quiero saber.
People say our country is facing polarization like never before. At Inform Your Community, we're on a mission to change that narrative. We believe that even in disagreement, we can find common ground and work towards solutions with respect. At Inform Your Community, we know the best way to talk about difficult topics is to talk about difficult topics. We're here to educate, bridge gaps, and encourage dialogue by providing engaging, welcoming, and meaningful events that discuss the timely civic issues that matter to you most. At informyourcommunity.org, we foster an environment of civility and respect. Here, we value productive dialogue over hostility and strive for understanding. To learn more about a movement that believes in the power of respectful discourse to heal our communities and address crucial issues that you care about, please visit informyourcommunity.org. We have a motto at Inform Your Community: civility, not hostility.
Distant glances as we take our places, total strangers with familiar faces. I can never forget that look in your eyes, but you've already forgot me once we said our goodbyes. I won't let that be the end. It's something I can still defend. Know it's somewhere deep in your heart. Fire and love, that spark can start. You know I love you to death.
Love you to death.
I'll keep fighting.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
on it. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know.
Team, you're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
distant glances as we take our places. Total strangers with familiar faces. I can never forget that look in your eyes, but you've already forgot me once we said our goodbyes. I won't let that be the end. It's something I can still defend. Know it's somewhere deep in your heart. Fire and love, that spark can start. You know I love you to death.
Love you to death.
I'll keep fighting till my last breath. You're the woman I love and I simply adore. I long to have you in my arms once more. You know I'll never forget.
Never forget
how you left that night with no regret. The pain from that moment still haunts me today. The specter of love that's gone.
Restless feeling by my side. Early dawning Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. Sunday morning,
on in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know.
glances as we take our places. Total strangers with familiar faces. I can never forget that look in your eyes, but you've already forgot me once we said our goodbyes. I won't let that be the end. It's something I can still defend. Know it's somewhere deep in your heart. Fire and love, that spark can start. You know I love you to death.
Restless feeling by my side. Early dawning Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. So long.
just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. Restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know.
Good evening, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and welcome to Ebony Spectrum. We have several things here for you today, so stay with us and listen to the latest news we have.
Welcome home, everybody.
This is
Native Land Pod. I'm your host, Angela Rye, with our other hosts, Andrew Gillum and Tiffany Cross.
Hey, sis.
And, so we have a little mess from the DNC that we're going to talk about. This is an After Dark
called
NLP Uncut.
So no names,
these
right?
are our
no
confessions.
Names. No names. I don't want to say anybody's names. These clout chasers love nothing more for us to say than names.
These clowns. Okay. So
I think we should start chronologically.
That is just a wild week.
Now you have the floor.
Okay. I'm going to tell a story. This wasn't any of us, but I'm just telling the story of something
must
I saw.
Be told.
Exactly.
What had happened was...
Whole thing.
What had happened was we were in line going through security, and this was somebody in front of us that had something in their bag. So I do want to point out that in Illinois, marijuana is legal. You can possess marijuana.
Yeah,
you're not breaking the law.
Not a federal event.
Well, federally, unfortunately, marijuana is still listed as a Schedule I drug and considered illegal, which puts a lot of local municipalities at odds with the federal government, a lot of airports at odds. So really, that is just a policy that I think needs to change. Not even for people who use it, but for people who are impacted by it. It's an unnecessary thing for people to have to go through. Anyway, so I don't know the rules. Perhaps my lawyer who is present with me can weigh in. If you are on federal property, which I think the United Center was, where everything was happening at the DNC, does it then become illegal? I don't know. If the TSA finds it in your bag.
Secret Service.
At an airport. But I'm saying at the airport, it's the TSA. They are a federal organization, even
though
the state, you know, if you're traveling to another state where it's legal from a state, I don't know all those rules.
Yeah,
we weren't trying to find out. So somebody in front of us had something in their bag. And so normally they're not looking for weed.
Allegedly, that's what they started yelling at.
Yeah, but the magnetometers are looking for like magnet. They're not looking. They're looking for certain material, magnetic
precisely.
Material.
So when this person in front of us, when their bag was flagged, one of the officers pulled out and said, "What is this?" And you could see that it was a J in a little tube.
A J for the people at home
who
that don't
smoke.
Know what that is. It was a joint in a clear glass container.
Well, it had to have something magnetic on. The top.
It had a top on. And, when the officer said, "What is this?" I immediately thought, I bet that person, one, probably didn't know they had it in their bag. Two, probably didn't know that the top was metal.
Because
otherwise it would have gone through. You could have thought that was lipstick.
Yeah,
it would have gone through with no problem.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know why they had to be right in front of us. But
it's
I was crazy.
I felt bad for them.
It was so crazy. I felt bad for them too.
They handled. They were like, "Look, that ain't mine."
But we don't know. We wanted to make sure that we were clear that it was not ours.
I know, but they're like, "That ain't mine."
But what I love is how everybody kept a steady hand. Nobody was like, "What? Oh my God!" You know, everybody was like,
"Talking to them, we felt like we, you know, we were like with them." So we were like, "That ain't his. That I don't know where that came from." And I was like, "I didn't see it. I don't know." And the dude was like, "Look, it was the external pocket. I don't know how they got there."
Okay, so now let's move along. So here's the other thing that happened shortly thereafter.
That's so rude.
Is Andrew,
I just
want to
say I'm happy it was all good.
Yes, me too. Andrew, after that, was telling us because Tiff saw Omarosa. Oh, that was the only name I mentioned. Sorry, I didn't say her name.
Andrew needs to apologize.
Yeah, he does need to apologize because Tiff saw her and then we said some things because
during
we didn't know why
show.
She was there. Like, why
she was
didn't
taking
she
pictures.
Go to the RNC?
During the live
of
show.
Of our show.